Sir, I don't know. Sir, I don't know. I don't know what else to tell you.
This here hurt me personally to the core. I don't know who else it hurt to the core. That people can just do as they like.
Sir, you see, the problem with this thing about saying people could do as they like, the reason why there's opposition in Parliament is that people don't do what they like. If you don't have a system that's strong enough to ensure that the voices that are raised in objection to what you do are strong enough to make a difference, then we have a system that's failing. Because if the response to doing that is to put a whole group of people in there with no checks on them at all, then you can't expect things to change. We have to respect the organizations and the structures that we put in place for what we call good governance. And that's why you have the various committees. That's why they should be properly organized and staffed, and that they should be working. And if they are not working, there should be mechanisms for citizens to lend their voices so that something is done and corrected. I keep stressing to people that when people talk about dictatorships and one-party states, they don't come about through revolutions. They come about through the ballot box and people abusing the ballot box. And if you don't correct the problems that arise that are structural as to how you govern a country, you will continue to have problems. People can't just do what they want if you have systems in place to ensure that they do not, what you call checks and balances. If you have permanent secretaries who are supposed to raise flags, if you have finance officers who are supposed to say no, if you have CEOs that are supposed to say, I can't do that, if you have boards that are going to say, that is against what we are supposed to do, here's my letter of resignation, then you're going to say people don't do what they want. But these people are there for a reason. And if we put the wrong people in there, who people who say, yes, whatever you say, sir, yes, sir, no, sir, three bags full, sir, then we're in trouble because they only got so many people in Barbados.
But in my opinion, the silence of them people is telling you that what is coming is true.
I can't assume that either.
Nothing about this country, and then they're told that they wanted another 5 years. Another 5 years to do it now?
To fix it.
For me to die? Thanks.
Okay, sir. Mm-hmm. Brass Sachs, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Johnson. How are you, sir?
I'm fine, sir. And you?
Yeah, but your problem solved, no, man. I first you come from Ballon from last thing, no, back next morning. I don't want to press the fingers.
I run in from both ends. Huh? I run in from both ends, apparently. I ain't the problem fixer, do I? Just listening.
I got your minister a problem solving, but I don't ask that.
I hope it comes with a serious case of doctor's appointments, because I can guess.
Yesterday, that was one of the best pieces I hear from opposition leader for a long time. Because when he spoke about the taxes on travel, people on travel, I said to myself, I've been kind of going there, I've been done for 24 years, I've been paying the government real taxes, all it knows, so you understand me? And another thing with the government houses that you said, I think is really true. Because I can remember one of them in Canada, I said a lady, and she said, well, she began with welfare, you know, got people with welfare, the children, and the thing. She said, well, you know, you can't stop here and sleep here overnight. So I booked in the early from hotel to go on rent, y'all said me.
Because she was in the government house, right?
Yeah, she was in the government house, yeah. And mm-hmm. paying her for rent and things like that, and plus looking after the children.
Mm-hmm.
If you got children out there, you get more money than people working, Mr. Bronson.
Yeah, I know there are people who get child allowances, especially if the child is has educational issues or health issues, yeah. They usually paid a stipend in some cases, yeah.
Yeah.
Because they need special care.
Money. Look, maybe you get this money, don't go and put all the beer house, because most of the time you won't go in the beer house, drink beer, and forget the children.
See why I talk about abuse, so you know what I'm talking about.
She's going to
have a few.
She
I hope it's in the beers for you.
Yeah, they beer for me.
Oh, okay.
But, listen, my friend was saying, Thomas taxi guy that used to be bouncing the same car at party. He said he should go in the house of Sammy Morelli because he was a member and get some of for $400 meal.
Man,
that
means you
can serve you. That could actually you eat a lot because it'll serve you a whole month. You understand me?
Man, you behave yourself. Y'all fellas need to get together and drink some of them beers and stay off fighting each other on the radio. You know, it is strange that the people who, anyhow, who make the most noise are the DLP supporters who were not happy with what was done by the last administration. And people keep saying that this is a BLP station. The voices, most of them identify themselves as being former supporters of the Democratic Labour Party who are not happy with what their party was doing. And this is the question that keeps coming back to my mind. I mean, I don't know how many times I've said this in how many countries, which is why I keep saying I don't like partying. Because I saw it in Grenada, I saw it in Trinidad, I saw it in St. Vincent, I've seen it in Barbados, I've seen it in the Bahamas, Jamaica too. Where people say they are members of a party, they're card-carrying members of a party, they belong to a party, they pay dues, subscriptions, they go to party conventions, they wear the party colors, they wave the party card. When they're dissatisfied with the level of representation or that the candidate put forward or what the party is doing, why they gripe and complain and say, but it's the party I still supporting them because that is the only party I know. If it wrong, fix it. If you got a hole in your kitchen and every time you come in out of your kitchen, your food, you falling down in the hole and the food spill and you ain't getting nothing to eat, you continue to say, it's my kitchen, I happy with the hole? Or you're going to cover the hole because you ain't getting nothing to eat. You're mashing up your plates. You're breaking up your false teeth. Fix the hole. I don't know. I don't know. It's a strange thing, but it's a party thing, I guess. This is Dr. Brass Tacks. Brass Tacks, good morning.
Mr. Johnson.
My brother, how are you?
Pretty well today.
You know a little more than you knew yesterday?
Well, if you don't know, you know now. we had a very good conversation yesterday, and I've chosen to talk to you this morning on the subject of crop over, even though you've got a program called Fair Works. Let me tell you the reason why I've chosen to talk to you about crop over. Based on the fact that there's several things I've spoken to you about crop over. I remember one evening I was in the studio there with you long ago, and we spoke about crop over and where direction it should be going. We had calls from England. We had calls from America. Remember that afternoon?
I remember that afternoon. Right. Well, I used to enjoy those days.
Right. I am very concerned at this moment, and I'm talking to because I believe now is the time for me to at least expose again some knowledge of direction. And I have chosen you, Mr. Johnson, because of your know-how. And not that I would not call Fair Work. But I realize that Fair Works is geared at the artist. Most of the discussion is geared at the artist and the promotion of the artist's music. Now, why I'm calling this morning, I remember a couple of years ago, 3 years to the exact, there was a meeting in Queen's Park with all connected intended promoters and event planners. This was the time that there was some concern that a lot of the events were closed down. Because of certain situations. Coming out of that meeting, I clearly heard a decision was made that as long as the place is not a licensed place of entertainment, you had to seek permission, and you had to seek permission from the authorities involved. That was the Town Country Planning. You remember that?
Yeah.
Town Country Planning, the Commission of Police.
Several other pieces. And then the plan was to merge all that under one head so it would be one-stop shop and people won't have to go from here to there to there to there to backwards and forwards. That was the plan. I remember that discussion.
Discussion, right?
Yeah.
It was also discussed that the possibility must stop of heating up events. Where events have been into each other and there have been a situation where people are not benefiting from this heat up. I remember that meeting well. That is why I question this morning what has happened. Has there been a breakdown in understanding in terms of where events should be held? Now that I'm reading that there's petitions to stop this and to stop that, it would mean that those person organizers seem not to have understood clearly the transaction that took place 3 years ago. Reason why I'm saying this, I believe that the public of Barbados needs to come back into the art form. I saw you at the gymnasium for the semifinals, and I'm sure you were as much concerned as I was that, again, we saw a letdown in crowd.
Lack of numbers.
lack of numbers, and we saw a transformation of an area that was not the same. The stage was turned in another. Don't let's discuss that. That's a production aspect. We are now looking forward to the kiddies' godument, and we also saw a fall off in the attendance of the kiddies' monarch.
The junior monarch.
Why are these things happening?
Because people have said all sorts of things. Somebody asked if it was the elections that put a damper on it. Then they asked if it was a case of fear of violence because of the shooting on Spring Garden. All sorts of questions were asked. I don't know that there's any study done if anybody has asked the reason why, but there is a fall off in numbers. There's just a lack of atmosphere, I think, in a lot of cases. Even Pan on the Sand was, to me, one of the smaller crowds I've seen. We just over-partied, I don't know.
No, I think, Mr. Johnson, you and I can arrive at, I said it a little while ago, there have been too much heating up of events. Events that went in back-to-back, night after night, and that type of thing. And the planners seem not to understand fully that it will affect them. Also, I'm of the opinion that government seem not to understand the role of crop over and the role of festivals in terms of intake revenue. Because if that was the case, at the end of every year, as far as VAT takings are concerned, the government will be able to say to us, we have received $1.2 million in VAT from events plan or $3.4 million from events plan. We have not over the years heard anything in relation to the intake of revenue from crop over. All we heard is that crop over makes this and crop over makes that. I'm talking to Mr. Johnson this morning because I don't know if I will get an opportunity again to understand that the time has come for us to go wrong changing the format and see if we can make some sense of the future years to come.
Hold on a second. Before you move, let me just say this to you when you talk about the heating up of events. If a promoter, and I notice cruises have now become one of the attractions for party-going people. Almost every week, every other day of the week, you have party cruises.
Yes, sir.
If a promoter says, I only need 1,000 people at my fete to break even, uses social media, various other forms of advertising, word of mouth, forwarding from friends to friends, and he gets 1,000 people, he considers it a success. So next year, he goes and he does it again the year after that. If you look at some of the paid events, SoCon the Hill has been around for a while, those events still gather a crowd. So other promoters look at this and say, but he can't be getting all the money. If he gets 5,000, I only need 1,000, or I only need 600. So they find some small venue and pack 600 people into it. You notice how many beach parties they got along Browns Beach? How many party places they got springing up along there, places where people gather to have a good time. And if it happens, it's going to continue to happen because people see it as a source of quick revenue and they don't want plenty money. So I don't know if tracking VAT going to attract the funds that they're receiving. You may get it from what they're spending on drinks and, you know, light and sound or the DJ, but that's about it.
Let me say from knowledge what I'm saying, right?
Yeah, but I know you've been in the business, so yes.
There was an agreement between the organized promoters. I remember this well. People who call themselves event planners and promoters who decided that there would be a roster or a calendar of events between the period of June to August, which means that you know exactly, for example, one of those people who benefited from is Soca on the Hill. Because remember, Soca on the Hill used to clash
with Pan on the Sand.
Mm-hmm. And now you see that Soca on the Hill is all by itself and doing exactly what it's supposed to do. Now, I am saying that if these events are planned in advance and that these events are planned by a body of people, whether it be NCF, permission of this or the VAT office, then you would know exactly where, look, this is how we're going to spread out, and this gives the promoter or the event planner an opportunity to feel precise and exact that his event will come off. I do not believe that this idea of running and taking parties into residential areas should continue. I personally do not believe it. I believe that the system of licensed players of entertainment is extremely important because the inconvenience within the community to the residents is strong. Cars park, block up drivers, the slamming of car doors, the noise. So I believe that licensed players of entertainment is extremely important. The cruises, I believe that the cruises can be ever so much. People are making money out of cruises. The fact of the matter is that cruises are one-off situations. But let's look at the planning for Quapaw, Mr. Johnson. I think that you go back to Kensington now with the Kiddies Carnival all by itself. And you and I remember what took place the last time. I think you remember well, Mr. Johnson, that parents were unhappy about the way they were treated at Kensington over for the Kiddies Carnival. Am I wrong, right, sir?
No, there were comments made by the parents about challenges in that location.
That's
maybe
right.
They've worked it out. I don't know.
That's right. I am saying there were opportunities that you and I realized that the movement of the band, and they took them all up by warrants, and then if it's just somewhere along the line, these trial and error things need to be brought to the people's attention and be put straight. Let me say what I'm saying. You need to have, this is my suggestion, Mark, you're talking, say what you want to say. I believe that the Kiddies Carnival should merge with the Monarch. That somewhere along the line that the Kiddies Carnival should have a right to portray Queens and Kings of the Kiddies Carnival, which would mean that you're now merging age groups. You're merging the juniors into their own category of a carnival afternoon or cooperative afternoon, where you have the situation of the Kiddies Carnival, and you had not so much the carnival, but the kings and queens and the costumes aspect of the Kiddies merge with the crowning of the junior monarch. I believe that the semifinals, as far as I'm concerned, should merge with, let's say if you decide to take the heating up of that mixture of what you call it down on Kensington tonight of selecting party monarch people, and say that's somewhere along the line that there should be a merge of the semifinals with something that will bring in an additional 3,000 or 4,000 people. I believe that Spring Garden has lost its interest, just a group of people walking the street. That's, nothing's happened on Spring Garden. I believe that if we want to attract, Mr. Johnson, you and I spoke about this already, I believe that there is an amphitheater there in Spring Garden as far as Garden is concerned. That somewhere along the line, the people who are involved in marine life can sponsor what can be known as a water sports activity. And this water sports activity will see several things that will cause people to turn their head towards the sea and realize exactly that there's something going on seaside. I am of the opinion that somewhere along the line, we have taken Carnival or crop over to the point that we are losing what we should have. We are losing what we should have in terms of portraying what is there. Most of the band leaders are dropping out. Why are they dropping out? They're dropping out because they found that the cost of presenting a costume band is rather expensive. But who caused that? They have not got to go back to the drawing board.
But let me ask this question of you. Two questions, really. One, yes, with the change in administration, the change of minister, who is a former patron of the Cropover and Calypso Arena, who I'm sure has his own concerns. Also, with the opportunities to make these presentations via this social media setup that the government has put in place, perhaps it's a good opportunity for you to dust off the records and make a formal presentation. The other thing is this. Let me get the second one in and you can tell me something. Here's the other thing. I know you and I go back long enough and far enough to know that house parties, get-togethers, social gatherings used to be a key feature of Cropover. What has happened over the years that's of concern to me is the volume levels. Everybody believe they must bring in a paid DJ and some humongous speakers and make a lot of noise.
That's right.
I have had the misfortune or the good fortune to spend a couple nights close to a venue, right?
Yes, sir.
And I could tell you what the DJ plays and when he can play it. Because for a whole night over the two-night period I was there, I hope John does not cut me or that the DJs don't stone you and leave here. Here's what I heard. Yeah. Hello? Hello, hello. The whole place got burned down. Hello. Every single song was that. And I sat there going, I can pay to go to this? Nah. And I wasn't there. I was listening from afar. Now, if that was my reaction, right? That felt again my money. But people went and they apparently had a good time. No, John laughing. But so once upon a time, you know, we used to have house parties. It used to be good. We used to get food. We used to, you know, socialize. And we used to go home. But anyhow, you were saying.
Let me say to you what I know was also a decisive factor that came out, and it came out was supported.
Mm-hmm.
And this is because of Kerr Moore's intervention as far as
the noise. Mm-hmm.
And obvious Kerr has his days, he has his rights. But when I was at that meeting, there was a decision that there should be a waiver between a period of time that noise or noise pollution be accepted. Which means that if you say that the whole of July to the August is permitted, then obviously you get the permit in order to have the noise, but you just cannot come and set up a system because you have to be given authorization under the Police Noise Act.
Mm-hmm.
But it was agreed at the meeting that residents are complaining. Yes, it's all crop over. But since residents are complaining, let's make provision for a period of time in between there. Either 2 weeks of it, or 3 weeks of it, or a month of it, so that you apply for what is known as a noise permit.
Mm-hmm.
And that noise permit is granted to you within that period of time. Outside of that time, there is no noise permit, because that time is not allocated for it. And this was discussed, this was agreed on, and this would mean that people cannot just go and drop noise in an area and pollute the area when it's true. In fact, there's a given time for you to apply for that and get permission to do it.
Sir, but here again is where, you know, you have to have certain levels and controls in place. We need to say decibel level should not be over X or Y, and there's a way of fixing it. Trinidad had the problem with carnival and noise. They had laws about decibel levels. Police were given decibel meters, and they could go and check, and they would say that prior to 1 o'clock, this is the decibel level. Between 1 o'clock and 5 o'clock in the morning, this is the decibel level. And people who want to have a fete and make money that goes from 10 o'clock in the night to 10 o'clock in the day know about maintaining the decibel levels. You know why? It's their business. They want money.
Yeah.
And they know if they get shut down, they're not going to get money. And they know that the people who come between 10 o'clock in the night and 1 o'clock in the morning may want to go home and grab a little snooze. And the people who could go from 1 o'clock in the morning to 10 o'clock in the morning, they could come in and they could get more money. What we have, unfortunately, as you say, the overheating of events where everybody wants to make money between 9 o'clock in the night and 3 o'clock in the morning on the same day in the same place, and they keep fighting one another. So happy to have your input, and I know the folks who would prefer you to have a chat on the other program late in the evening, in the afternoon after this program, may object to our discussion. But it was good having a chat with you. I know you're passionate about Spring Garden. This is Down to Brass Tacks. Yes. The email says, the WhatsApp message says, the police certificate of character. They would like them to clear the voicemail box. They keep hearing that the voicemail box is full when they try to leave a message to make an appointment online. That inbox, I've heard that complaint on more than one occasion. And the person said, we need an online appointment system put in place like at immigration, which means that the systems are there. It's just how we utilize them. The two areas that people seem to have a lot of queries about: the police certificate of character, the length of time that takes. The complaint usually is by the time they get to actually make an appointment or go there, the job that they're trying to, or that they need the certificate of character for, is already gone. The other one is the licensing authority, where my good buddy from time to time would send me messages saying, you know, next appointment date is in October or September or some months away, because he says, I think the last time I spoke to him on air, he said there were two people working. Brass Tacks, good morning. Hello. crop over lasts a few weeks. You spend money and jump through hoops to put on events. You get permission to go to a certain time, yet every year the police turns up and want to close the event early. Even with Saul Rally, it lasts all of 2 days out of 365 days, yet people quarrel and fret every year, says the WhatsApper. Good morning. Hello? Okay, there. Somewhere
good
there.
Good morning,
hello.
Mr. Johnson.
Sir, how are you?
How are you doing?
I'm doing all right, and you?
I'm good. I'm doing wonderful, Dennis.
Tell me what's
now,
up.
This morning, Dennis, I'm not going to root the politics at all. Neither am I going
to. I notice you're staying religion. Away from politics of late. And you're leaving out religion today, too. All right, so we're going to talk food? Tell me, what's up?
I'm not, because it's back and forth, and I'm not about the whole lot of argument that we have to stay in that's a destructive concern. Yeah. I have a concern, Mr. Johnson, as it relates to commercial banks in this country, but I would specifically speak directly to the Royal Bank of Canada. Let me explain. Now, I've been to the Royal Bank of Canada to carry the transaction. Not been I was a former customer of the Royal Bank of Canada. I was told by the young lady who saw me first at the counter, that since the 14th of May, that the banks now are no longer cashing checks
for people people are not clients at the bank.
At the bank.
Yeah, I heard about that.
I said, "Mom, but I don't understand it." She said that is what it is, and that if I want to, I will have to open an account. So tell me, what are the particulars that I must bring so that I can have an account open? She gave me.
Right.
But when I step out the bank, get the things, came back, and mind you, Mr. Johnson, that a driver's license is now not one of the things that forms part of an identification for the banks now to recognize for the cashing the checks or doing any transaction.
You notice I start to chuckle, right? Go ahead. I listen. Go ahead.
And I can get a drop booty driver's license after, right? Good. Came back, then I went now to a guy who told me that even if I want to open an account, it could not be possible to even have the check cash having now open
the account.
I said, "Sir, I need to ask you a few questions, if you don't mind." He said, "No problem." I said, "But tell me something. Do you, as a bank teller, or the senior officers in this bank, get the opportunity, because he went down the road with the same 14th of May that this thing was introduced and how they reach out to the community,
and told them
this community, to inform them of their intentions?" I asked, "Do you all sit in meetings with the higher bosses at the bank?" He told me, "Yes." I said, "But so no one in the meeting saw this as nonsense. And y'all allowed the bank to pass with this?" He might chuckle and push his shoulders to be here, Dennis. And then he might, they're running the bank with Jesse. I said, "But no, if it makes no sense, you have a right and a duty as an employee to say, but, you know, I'm not being rude, but this does not make any sense." Now, here's the challenge that I have and the irony that I have with this whole issue, Dennis. That if I decide that I will hire you or someone hire me, let me say for argument's sake, to paint the house. And I charge, the fee was, let me say, $2,500 to paint it inside and outside the house. And at the end, I had workmen who assisted me. And at the end, a check was given to me by the homeowner. That this is your fee for the
your job, you're going to pay your men, right?
Go and pay your men. Now, they pay me. They are, I know, a customer at the Royal Bank of Canada. Pay me from their account on a checking account. I am not a customer at the Royal Bank, but I now go with good intentions to have this money cash, this check cash, that I can pay those persons who would have worked with me throughout the week or 2 weeks, whatever, how long it takes, the duration for painting this house. Mr. Johnson, could you imagine going back to these workmen to tell them that I can't get a check cash simply because I'm not a customer at the Royal Bank? I mean, this does not make no kind of sense at all. One would have thought, Mr. Johnson, that if the bank wants to go in this direction, that the bank could have decided, well, 5 cents out of each dollar for the processing and handling of this check, we will now do A, B, and C once you are not a customer. So in other words, I'm not a customer, but I have a check from the a customer of theirs. You're deciding that if the check is made up for $500, that you need 5 cents out of each dollar for handling the transaction. Mm-hmm. But to say that you are not cashing it at all, let me tell you the length that I went, Mr. Johnson. There was a lady in the line who I asked if she's a customer. She said, yes, she's a customer of the bank. I said, do you mind me writing on the back of this check, pay to you, and you
and
can
you put it in
that's
the,
not
right.
a problem at all. Mm-hmm. Mr. Johnson, you know, when I indicate that to the teller, you know what he tell me?
Right.
That both parties will have to be account holders at the bank in order to do so.
You see, sir, and here is the challenge as someone who not only worked in the banking system, but actually worked with the particular bank that you're calling, is this. You know, I don't know. Banks are making it more and more difficult to explain why they operate. Here's the challenge, okay? Once upon a time, back in the days when I suppose we had donkey carts and I used to work in the bank, if you walked into a Royal Bank with a Royal Bank check, especially drawn on that branch, it was easier for us to cash it
right.
than anything else because the account was there. We could check the signature of the person of the check to make sure that the person who signed the check is the account holder.
Right.
We could check the account balance to make sure that your $2,500 was actually there so we could give you the cash. So it was very easy to cash a check drawn on our bank, no matter who the person who bring it in is, even if he just came off his spaceship.
Right.
If he handed us a Royal Bank check drawn on Royal Bank, and I could check the balance in front of me, and I could check the signature in front of me, matter fix. Here's the challenge with sending you to your bank or the bank that you bank with, where, you, quote, you know your customer, is this. So you hand a Royal Bank check to somebody in Scotiabank or Bank of Honolulu because that's where your account is.
Right.
What they have to do is clear that check with Royal Bank. Which means that although you may have funds to cover it, and if you don't have funds to cover it, you're in real trouble too because you ain't getting your money, right? Because if your account only have $500 in it and the check is for $25,000, trust me, you ain't getting $25,000. Not to pay your workmen or anybody else, okay? Because what they have to do is make sure that the check, that the person has $25,000 in whatever bank it's drawn on, that the signature is correct and is not a forged signature that you forge, before you could get your $25,000, right? Now, that's two. Point number three, when Dr. Marion Williams was the governor of the central bank, she made the comment at a press conference that Kyten would be a thing of the past because the clearing system was set up in such a way that in 24 hours, checks would be cleared. So this thing about Kyten would be a thing of the past. No. If that is the case, what's the sense in telling people we go hold it for 5 business days and 7 business days
but
you get your money? Because I know a case where the check was cleared from my account within 24 hours, but the person I paid it to was told they had to wait 5 business days, and I laugh and I tell them, you know, that's the banking system, you deal with it. So what has happened over a period of time is this. Because of correspondent banking laws and laws in metropolitan areas in the United States, in Switzerland, where money markets are, because of the strictures put in place on the parent companies of those banks, it has filtered right down to our jurisdiction because of what takes place outside of our jurisdiction. And because we are affiliates of them, they simply follow the rule blindly, no matter what the people here in Barbados say to them. Now, people like to talk all the time about, oh, they got to deal with the bigger ups, and that's why we're not getting loans. But they ain't seeing the other end of it. Now, here's the other thing, and this is where I get flogged all the time. But I can take the licks, because my people are accustomed taking licks.